This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we're with Harriet Rosetto, the CEO and founder of Beit Teshuva, a renowned treatment center and author of Sacred Housekeeping, a spiritual memoir. Harriet, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So tell us, first of all, what is Sacred Housekeeping?
Sacred Housekeeping is the title of a book that I just wrote. It refers to a theory that I've developed over the years that what people really need in order to live at peace with themselves is maintenance of all their affairs, their homes, their relationships, their thoughts, their spirit, that everything at some point boils down to the willingness to maintain. And part of what we teach here at Beit Teshuva is make your bed as a sacred act, a statement that life matters, that you matter, that it's worth bothering to take action, because what ultimately is the basis of change is the ability to take positive action.
So what inspired you to write your new memoir, Sacred Housekeeping?
Well, what inspired me was 25 years of trying to deal with people with severe addictions to one thing or another, and not being able to unify their intentions with their actions. Addicts primarily are people who know what's right, but they do what's wrong, you know, and they say one thing and do another thing. And that is at the height of their frustration, and unable to integrate themselves, they give up and they return to whatever addiction comforted them at the moment. And I saw some of that in myself, not to the same extreme degree. But I also struggled to complete things and to honor my commitments to myself and to other people. And so having developed a way of change for myself and seeing it work for others, I thought that writing a book would spread that message to a wider audience.
How do you account for your attraction to outlaws?
You know, I can't account for that, except for I think I have an inner outlaw myself that I always manage to keep sort of in check. But I feel identified with people, with rebels, with people who want to change the system, people who speak the truth, people who don't fit in the lines. I think I identify with misfits and outcasts, even though I'm able to pass in the world as normal.
Talk about the creation of Beit Teshuva.
Well, it began as a response to a job I had taken as a person who went to visit Jewish people in jails and prisons, an organization that had been around since the 20s. And I kept seeing people come out and go back. The recidivist cycle was something around 90%. And jail doesn't heal the things that got you there to begin with. As a matter of fact, it makes them worse. So people come out unable to begin the process of change. So I had an idea, a vision, really, to start a place, a home, where people could come and reenter society and recover from the addictions or the harmful behaviors that got them there. And so in 1985, when some homeless shelter money came to Los Angeles through FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Act, I applied for a small grant for a homeless shelter for people coming out of jails and prisons.
That's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Today we're speaking with Harriet Rosetto, the CEO and founder of Beit Teshuva, a renowned treatment center and author of Sacred Housekeeping, a spiritual memoir, here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us your thoughts about addiction.
Well, I think addiction, I've come to see it as a metaphor for looking for an external solution to an internal problem. When people don't feel good about themselves, when they feel shame, basically, for being imperfect humans, because we're all imperfect humans, when they think they have to be perfect, and they always feel that they're not good enough, they often medicate or anesthetize that pain with a variety of addictions, something that makes them feel good in the moment. Drugs and alcohol and compulsive gambling and eating disorders and interpersonal disorders, a whole range of addictive behaviors. And I think basically our society is addictive. It tells us that things will fix us, that, you know, labels give something value, that you're only good if you're number one. And it creates a lot of dis-ease in people, which they seek to soothe.
How do you relate to addicts even though you're not an addict yourself?
Well, that was an issue. Sometimes that's an issue for people. But I identify with all of the feelings, if not the behaviors. You know, I had the same sense of my own lack of value, and I couldn't find my place in the world, and I couldn't put together the parts of me, and I always felt like I didn't belong. So I really connect with their feelings and with their image of themselves, and I think that the people I work with see that, and, you know, They make me an honorary addict.
And how do you work with your husband and stay married at the same time?
Not always easily, Eric. You know, that's a real challenge to be married. And he's the COO and I'm the CEO, but basically I'm the boss. And the way that we've managed to do that, I think, is both of us know that we must work out our issues because neither one of us is willing to lose custody of Bechuva. So the necessity of resolution is built in. I think that we have different roles. If I need to tell him something I didn't like that he did on the job, I'll maybe write a memo from CEO to COO, subject, whatever. So I'm wearing that hat, not my wife hat. So we have to keep our hats straight, basically.
Yes, I can understand that. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information or to be in contact with you online in regards to your book, Sacred Housekeeping, as well as Beit Teshuvah?
It's www.sacredhousekeeping.com.
And as far as Beit Teshuvah?
Teshuvah also has a website. www.beitshuva.org.
All right, very good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners in form of a tip? It could be information or some advice for the listener.
Well, I think my simple message is make your bed every day, or whatever is your equivalent of a behavior that says it's worth bothering.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much. She is Harriet Rosetto, the CEO and founder of Beit Teshuvah, a renowned treatment center, and author of Sacred Housekeeping, a spiritual memoir. And the websites of reference is sacredhousekeeping.com as well as beitshuvah.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.